All right, updates on the injuries as far as who was able to go today. The injury report, Tyvon Branch did not participate. Jason Hunter did not participate with a quad. C.O. Moore was limited. Lucas Nix was limited. Jamaze Olawale was limited. Tracy Porter was limited. Terrell Pryor did not practice today. And Menelik Watson did not practice today. So that's really the injury update. Our focus right now is getting ready for the Washington Redskins. All right, we got a big challenge coming up at home against a team that won their division last year. It's a good football team, and we got to be on our A game to have a chance. And I think our guys are focused and excited about getting another opportunity to go out there and play in front of the home crowd. So we're excited about it. We're looking forward to it, and I think our guys are ready to go.
Has Pryor been able to go to meetings, do any conditioning, things like that?
He took part in a little physical activity today. He was able to go to meetings. He has not been cleared to practice. So as far as the steps are concerned with him, he's got to go through the protocol. He's got to be cleared to practice and then cleared to play in the game. So we'll evaluate that as we go through the week and see really where he's at tomorrow and see if he'll be available this weekend.
So CO and Porter are one step above him?
Yes.
That same
yes.
stage thing?
Yeah, they've been cleared to practice, and they still have to, you know, go through the steps. There's still one more step for them to get cleared to play, but they've been cleared to practice.
Was just the severity of the concussion for Pryor because, you know, Porter's back and he had got into the same game?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all based off – it's medical. You know, I mean, we don't have any – that's really not my call. That's not really my say. I mean – I think we all realize the importance of player safety, and so we're going to follow the protocol. We're going to do exactly what we're supposed to do from a medical standpoint. And when he's cleared to practice, he'll be out there practicing. And when he's cleared to play, he'll be ready to play.
How likely is it that he'll be available Sunday?
I have no idea. I coach football. I let the medical people do the medical.
Are you prepared to move without him?
Absolutely. We have to be.
Is a little bit more scrutiny because of the potential what the NFL is looking into, the way it was being dealt with in the game. Is this now the clearance given more scrutiny by the team?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I feel confident that we followed the protocol and did what we were supposed to do. And I think we all understand the emphasis placed on player safety specifically in this regard. And we don't ever want to put a player out there and put them in danger. So we're going to follow it. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. And really, it's really a matter of when the medical personnel feel like he's fine and he's cleared to practice and play, then he'll be out there practicing and playing.
Have you talked to the NFLPA at all? Have they talked to you about how things were handled?
No.
How did Flynn look today, and has his arm sort of rejuvenated?
Yeah, I thought Flynn had a good practice today. And I would expect nothing less than that. He's a pro, and he'll be ready to go. If his number's called, he'll be ready to play. I thought he had a good practice today.
I don't know if you saw Pryor's tweet yesterday. He basically said he didn't remember anything. Did that not really help the process?
Yeah, I can't speculate on whether that helped or didn't help. All I can say is, you know, there's a protocol. There's a way that you're supposed to go about doing this, and we're going to follow it step by step.
Is there a time frame, Dennis, when you have to make an actual decision that Flynn is going to be your guy, or is that something that could fall under competitive reasons as well to not name him?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, there'll be a point in time where we got to make that decision. There probably won't be any type of announcement one way or the other, but we'll. We're obviously on top of it. We're monitoring the situation. We got to be prepared either way. We got to be prepared if Terrell's ready to go. We got to be prepared if he's not ready to go. So,
if he were to be cleared later in the week, like after he's missed a few practices, could you conceivably go back to the plan you had at the beginning of the year where he could do a little, but not?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I mean, we're getting into a lot of speculation as, you know, if this or if that. I mean, I think we just got to let this thing play out and. Trust me, guys. We're planning for all scenarios, and we'll be ready for whatever happens.
Reggie had said last week that Matt's arm didn't do him any favors during the preseason, but he also said that rest might have helped it. Have you noticed that his arm seems fresher?
Yeah, like I said, I mean, I thought he had a good practice day. I thought he threw the ball well. Both short throws and deep throws, and so I got all the confidence in the world, as well as those players in the locker room, that if he's called upon to go out there and perform on Sunday, that he'll do the job.
Do you just have to monitor how much he throws in practice at all? Is there any limitations on?
No, we really haven't limited him.
Does he still go through treatment or anything, or he's just?
Yeah.
Does RG3, did he show a little bit more of the running skill in the third game than he did the first two games? Did he start to
look? You know, he carried the ball a few more times, and I haven't seen a ton of difference in what they're doing, you know, offensively. You know, I think they're going to try to use him in a way that they feel like gives them the best opportunity to have success. And he's still a very talented player. He's still an extremely he's a good quarterback. And he gives them an explosiveness on offense. And I think that, you know, combined with their ability to run the ball makes them a dangerous team.
Yeah, they've fallen behind so much the first couple games that it sort of hindered their ability to run. But Shanahan's teams usually have that zone scheme going, and they're really good at it. Do they still have that capability?
Yeah, absolutely. They're one of the better running teams in the league. They got two good backs that they can turn around and hand the ball off to, and as well as a quarterback being a running threat. So, you know, we've got to do a great job of trying to stop the run, because that's one of the things that they do extremely well. And then we've got to be prepared to play the play action passing game.
What's different fundamentally about stopping a good zone scheme running team than opposed to another gap or power team?
Well, I think it's not really as much about the scheme. It's about the execution of the scheme and how they go about executing it. And you look wherever Coach Shanahan's been. His teams have always been able to run the football, and they've always been able to run the ball with that zone running scheme. And the thing that they try to do is they try to get guys to run sideways and stretch the defense and then hit the cutback seam. So it'll be critical for our guys to be able to attack the line of scrimmage. And really, we've got to be able to get off blocks. We've got to do a better job of getting off blocks so we can make some plays.
Going up against Pryor in practice, do you think helped the defense prepare for a guy like RG3?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it helps. We've seen a lot of the – obviously, the read option type of plays, being that we've worked that all throughout training camp, we worked it in the off season. We've had an opportunity to work it some during the season too. I think that helps us in our preparation.
Washington's defense is, well, they're heading toward a record setting a number of points allowed. But why are they better than what their numbers indicate?
Well, they got talent. They got two guys on the edge that really can affect the football game. London Fletcher's still an outstanding player playing the middle linebacker position for him. I just think you look at this team. Listen, they started off slow last year, and they won seven straight games and won their division. So this is a talented football team. This is a good football team that we're playing, and we're going to have to be on our A game.
You guys didn't tackle well on Monday, so I know it's probably a point of emphasis for you, but in practice, do you do more tackling drills, or do you work on it in practice a lot more?
Yeah, well, we work on tackling all the time. I mean, I think that's one of the fundamentals of playing defensive football, and there's no question about it. We got to tackle better, and if you're going to play good defense, you're going to be a team that can get off blocks. You're going to be a team that can tackle well, and that'll be a point of emphasis this week.
After both sides of the line of scrimmage having a difficult time in Denver, have you seen, a resolve in both the offensive and defensive lines this week to get that?
Yeah, listen, this football team has pride. Both those groups have pride, and there'll be a sense of urgency about going out and executing and doing your job and blocking the guy that you're supposed to block and getting off blockers and making tackles. It really boils down to the fundamentals of the game.
How much does the fact that the NFL new rules limit the number of contact that you can have in practice and stuff really make it so it hinders you to work on those fundamentals throughout the week, to continue to develop in practice throughout the season?
Yeah, well, it certainly makes it more difficult. But these are pros, all right? These guys are pros, and they got to learn how to practice under those conditions and learn how to get better at those fundamentals of, you know, blocking, shedding blocks, tackling, and everybody's playing under the same rules, you know. So it's really about, you know, the teams that are able to practice the best under those rules and improve the most under those rules. Those are the teams that are going to have success.
After Denarius had a big game the other night, and you cited him after the game as how well he played, how big would it be for him to build on it with another one?
No, I think it'd be huge. I think it'd be huge for his confidence, for the confidence of this football team. He's a guy that we count on. He has playmaking ability, and he showed it the other night. And so, really, we're looking for the consistency of being able to do that on a game-in and game-out basis. And there's going to be some games where you're going to have more catches, some games where you have more yards, but it's the consistency of making the plays when you get the opportunity, and he certainly did that the other night.
Consistency in what way?
Well, consistency in when you have opportunities to make the plays, make the plays. You know, and that's what the NFL is all about. You know, it's not just one player, it's everybody. The great teams are able to have that consistency on a week-in and week-out basis.
What do you think it's been lacking with him?
I think he's still developing as a player. He's still a relatively young player in this league. You know, listen, he's a good football player, and he's going to continue to develop. He's going to continue to get better. And, you know, I'm not worried about Denarius Moore. I think he's going to – when you look up at the end of the year, you're going to say he made a lot of good plays for us.
Are you looking forward to getting back to the Coliseum and getting the fan support?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of the great environments in pro football. And I think you know, anytime you can make your home stadium a home field advantage, and really that falls on us. It's our job to go out there and play well and give the fans something to get excited about, so we create that home field advantage. So, and our guys are excited about playing at home.